Today is Saturday, March 15th, 2025, and you are listening to the World Socialist Website. The Democrats' Enabling Act. Senate votes to fund Trump's dictatorship. By Joseph Couture. On March 23, 1933, just 7 weeks after Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, the Reichstag passed what came to be known as the Enabling Act, granting him the power to rule by decree. The vote took place under conditions of terror. The Reichstag was surrounded by armed SA and SS troops, and the Reichstag fire was then used as a pretext to ban the Communist Party, KPD, and imprison its deputies. With the act's passage, the Weimar Constitution was nullified, giving Hitler unchecked power to enact laws without parliamentary approval. Just over 7 weeks after his own election, Trump did not need to employ such measures. Given the opportunity to cut off funding for Trump's government on Friday, the Democrats instead ensured that it remained fully operational. The vote shatters the myth that the Democratic Party is an opponent of the Trump administration, demonstrating that it is instead its enabler and collaborator. The Senate, with the support of top Democrats, passed a Republican spending bill funding the government for the next 6 months through September. The bill removes all congressional spending directives, giving Trump and Elon Musk a blank check to slash social programs, purge federal employees, and lay the groundwork for a police state. The bill was passed late on Friday, following a vote earlier in the day that blocked a filibuster, which would have led to a government shutdown. 10 Democrats voted with the Republicans against a filibuster. After an empty show of opposition early in the week, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer completely reversed himself, and the requisite number of Democrats, plus two additional, were assigned to ensure the bill's passage. Schumer justified the Democrats' actions by claiming, quote, "I believe allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option." He stated that there would be no, quote, off-ramp in the event of a shutdown, which the Trump administration would use to, quote, decimate the federal government. This is an absurd lie. In reality, the bill itself hands Trump the power to, quote, decimate social services, with no strings attached. When Schumer speaks of an off-ramp, his real concern is that a shutdown of the government could become a catalyst for mass opposition to Trump's government, which the Democrats are determined to prevent. The Senate vote comes amidst a full-scale rampage by the Trump administration against the working class and democratic rights. This week, the Department of Education laid off 1,300 workers, half its staff, in preparation for its dissolution. Congress's next priority is passing a budget that includes $4.5 trillion in tax cuts for the rich and $2 trillion in cuts to social programs, gutting $880 billion from Medicaid, which provides health care for 80 million people. Overseeing these cuts through his Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, Elon Musk has made clear that Social Security and the other so-called entitlement programs are next. Trump is systematically violating laws and basic constitutional rights. He is ruling by decree, issuing illegal executive orders to purge government workers, expand federal law enforcement, and carry out mass deportations. The administration is seizing political opponents, including Columbia student Mahmoud Khalil, for opposing the genocide in Gaza, a test case for what is to come. He is preparing to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, a law used to intern Japanese Americans during World War II to justify mass political repression and the transfer of tens of thousands to Guantanamo Bay. These are the actions the Democrats have chosen to fund. The Democrats were given their marching orders by the financial oligarchy. Schumer, the, quote, senator from Wall Street, embodies the Democratic Party's role as a party of the financial oligarchy. He intervened to pass the spending bill on the orders of the gigantic banks and hedge funds. From 2019 to 2024, Schumer's largest industry backer was Securities and Investment, according to Open Secrets, while his single largest contributor was private equity giant Blackstone Group. Blackstone is headed by Stephen A. Schwarzman, worth $53 billion as of November 2024. Schwarzman, a close ally of Trump, who served as chairman of the Strategic and Policy Forum during Trump's first term, recently referred to Trump's economic policies as, quote, a good thing for the world. A significant element of the Democrats' calculations is that a government shutdown would lead to a further sell-off on the financial markets, following declines over the past week, driven by the impact of escalating global conflicts and Trump's trade war measures. Moreover, Wall Street is demanding a raid on the Treasury to prop up its bets and pay for the massive accumulation of debt produced by endless bailouts of the banks, that is, precisely the policies that Trump is implementing. It is impossible to explain the actions of the Democratic Party purely in terms of cowardice. The Democrats are not an opposition party. They agree with the essential elements of Trump's social and domestic policy. The differences that do exist are largely tactical, not fundamental, focused primarily on foreign policy, where the Democrats favor continued escalation of the war in Ukraine. In the media, the Democrats' vote is being presented in the context of a supposed bitter internal conflict, pitting, in the words of the New York Times, an old guard committed to bipartisanship with a younger generation advocating a more confrontational approach. This is a fraud. The role of figures like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, is to provide a, quote, left cover for the Democrats. Ocasio-Cortez spent the day on social media urging her followers to call Senate Democrats and beg them not to pass the bill. This was nothing but political theater, as she knew full well that the Democrats would ensure it went through. Ocasio-Cortez and the DSA are not mobilizing workers and students in mass resistance. They're working to contain growing anger, keeping it trapped within the Democratic Party and preventing the emergence of an independent movement against war, dictatorship, and capitalism. The Democrats' votes confirms the assessment made by the Socialist Equality Party and the World Socialist website. Just one day before the bill's passage, WSWS International Editorial Board Chairman David North wrote, quote, "Far from opposing Trump, the Democratic Party is collaborating with him. Whatever its verbal declarations of opposition, the Democratic Party, which is funded by and subservient to the same oligarchs and devoted to the defense of capitalism, shares large portions of Trump's agenda." On Friday, the Democrats demonstrated the truth of this assessment. Opposition will not come from the Democratic Party, Congress, the courts, or the corporate-controlled media. The working class, the vast majority of the population and the source of all wealth, is the only force capable of stopping Trump's dictatorship. This must take the form of industrial action. The World Socialist website and the Socialist Equality Party call for the building of independent rank-and-file committees in workplaces and neighborhoods across the country. These committees will serve as centers of resistance, uniting workers and youth in opposition to Trump's authoritarian rule, the complicity of the Democratic Party, and the broader attacks on democratic rights and living standards. They will provide the framework for organizing mass actions, including strikes and protests, to mobilize the immense social power of the working class against the corporate and financial oligarchy. The industrial action must be infused with the socialist political program. The fight against Trump's dictatorship is inseparable from the fight against the system that has produced it, capitalism. The Socialist Equality Party advances a socialist program to expropriate the wealth of the financial oligarchy. The imperialist war machine must be dismantled, ending U.S.-led wars and redirecting military spending towards rebuilding society. A workers' government must be established, placing political and economic power in the hands of the working class, not the capitalist oligarchy. This is the necessary and only viable response to the Trump administration. We call on all those who agree to make the decision to join the Socialist Equality Party. Thank you. echoing Nazi Madagascar plan, U.S. and Israel seek to displace Palestinians to East Africa, by Andre Damon. The U.S. and Israeli governments have opened up discussions with officials from Sudan, Somalia, and the internationally unrecognized breakaway Somaliland over the mass expulsion of Palestinians in Gaza and their forcible relocation to those countries. The talks were first reported by the Associated Press, AP, Friday, and separately confirmed in a report in the Financial Times. The ongoing discussions mirror the, quote, Madagascar plan, the proposal by officials of Nazi Germany to resettle Europe's Jews to Madagascar, the then French island colony just off Africa's southeast coast. The plan marked a key transition point to the Holocaust, in which the leaders of Nazi Germany carried out the mass extermination of the Jews instead of merely deporting them. Somalia has one of the lowest Human Development Index rankings in the world, with widespread poverty, food insecurity, and lack of access to healthcare and education. Sudan has experienced decades of civil war, triggering ethnic killings, sexual violence, and mass displacement affecting millions of people. The AP reported that, quote, the contacts with Sudan, Somalia, and the breakaway region of Somalia known as Somaliland reflect the determination by the U.S. and Israel to press ahead, end quote, with Trump's plan to ethnically cleanse Gaza. Asked to comment on the revelations by the AP, Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich said Israel was building a, quote, very large emigration department within the Ministry of Defense. In February, Trump announced his plan to ethnically cleanse and annex Gaza for the United States. Quote, we're going to have Gaza, Trump said. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy. We will have Gaza. We're going to take it, Trump said on February 11th. The AP reported that separate outreach efforts by the United States and Israel to the three potential destinations began last month, shortly after Trump and Netanyahu introduced the Gaza plan. The officials also noted that Israel was primarily leading these discussions. The AP reported, quote, two Sudanese officials, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss a sensitive diplomatic matter, confirmed that the Trump administration has approached the military-led government about accepting Palestinians. One of them said the contacts began even before Trump's inauguration with offers of military assistance, end quote. Trump's plan to displace the people of Gaza is a flagrant violation of the prohibition under the Fourth Geneva Convention of the forcible transfer of civilians during armed conflicts. And his plan to steal their land violates the 1970 United Nations Treaty ratified by the United States, which stipulates that, quote, the territory of a state shall not be the object of acquisition by another state resulting from the threat or use of force, end quote. Michael Zaccheo, a UN spokesperson in Geneva, responded to the AP's report by saying, quote, any plan that could or would lead to the forced displacement of people or any type of ethnic cleansing is something that we would obviously be against, as it is against international law, end quote. Last weekend, Finance Minister Smotrich said the Israeli government is creating an administration for the, quote, voluntary migration of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip. Quote, we are establishing a migration administration. We are preparing for this under the leadership of the Prime Minister and Defense Minister, he said. Endorsing Trump's proposal for the ethnic cleansing of Gaza, he continued, quote, if we remove 5,000 a day, it will take a year. Adding, quote, the logistics are complex because you need to know who is going to which country. It's a potential for historical change. The ongoing preparations for the ethnic cleansing of Gaza take place as Israel continues its total blockade of food, water, and electricity into Gaza, which is aimed at either starving the population of Gaza to death or forcing them to relocate through famine. For 13 days, no food or water has entered Gaza, and food insecurity and starvation is spreading. Gaza's government media office reported that 80% of its citizens have lost access to food sources, and 90% of the population is without reliable access to clean water. A quarter of Gaza's remaining bakeries have been forced to shut down due to shortages of supplies, while others are on the verge of closing. The office reported that 150,000 people are suffering from either chronic disease or war wounds and are facing major shortages of medical supplies. Olga Cherevko, a spokesperson for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, told Al Jazeera that there is, quote, fear, alarm, and concern that supplies are running out. She continued, quote, the water and sanitation situation was already dire, with most of the facilities destroyed during the months of fighting. She added that the Israeli cutoff of electricity to Gaza, quote, reduces access to drinking water to about 600,000 people. On Thursday, the UN's Independent International Commission of Inquiry, COI, on the occupied Palestinian territory, accused Israel of genocidal acts targeting the reproductive rights of Palestinians. The report was the first time that a UN committee officially and formally asserted that Israel has committed genocidal acts. The commission declared, quote, Israeli authorities have destroyed, in part, the reproductive capacity of the Palestinians in Gaza as a group, including by imposing measures intended to prevent births, one of the categories of genocidal acts in the Rome Statute and the Genocide Convention. The report explained, sexual and reproductive healthcare facilities have been systematically destroyed across Gaza, including maternity hospitals and maternity wards of hospitals and Gaza's main in vitro fertility clinic. The commission finds that the Israeli authorities have destroyed, in part, the reproductive capacity of the Palestinians in Gaza as a group, including by imposing measures intended to prevent births, one of the categories of genocidal acts in the Rome Statute and the Genocide Convention. The report explained, quote, sexual and reproductive healthcare facilities have been systematically destroyed across Gaza, including maternity hospitals and maternity wards of hospitals and Gaza's main in vitro fertility clinic. End quote. The mounting evidence of Israel's plans to ethnically cleanse Gaza and systematically exterminate the Palestinian population only underscores the criminality of the drive by the Trump administration to persecute opponents of the Gaza genocide, including Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil, who was arrested this week and is being held incommunicado and facing deportation for opposing the Gaza genocide. Also today, on the World Socialist website. Unions prepared to collaborate as USPS announces agreement with DOGE to slash spending. Second anti-genocide student protester at Columbia arrested by Trump's immigration police. European powers plan massive assault on the working class to ready militaries for war. In flagrant attack on free speech, Miami Beach mayor threatens cinema that showed award-winning documentary No Other Land. Jacobin on Silicon Valley alliance with Trump, a diversion from socialist politics. For these articles and more, visit wsws.org. This has been Jay James.
The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.